The fifth reading is written in St. Luke, the second chapter. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now in haste to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
What a wonderful night of scripture and music to go with it. We've certainly been blessed by what we have been a part of this evening. And I'm going to keep the theme going a little bit by talking about another carol, which we will shortly sing. But I might ask you to think about, what is your favorite Christmas carol? While you're thinking about that, let's join in a quick prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for the beauty of this night, for your presence with us, and for all who have gathered here to worship your Son and your glory as well. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable. In Jesus' name, amen. So, if I took a poll tonight, I would probably get a variety of answers about that question that I just asked. What is your favorite Christmas carol? Silent Night, Joy to the World, O Little Town of Bethlehem, The First Noel, those would certainly make the list. But there's a good chance that one of the top five would be Charles Wesley's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Wesley's carol is based on the lyrics sung by a choir of angels who startled some shepherds in the field outside of Bethlehem that Christmas Eve night. One angel had a solo part, and then comes the chorus, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This announcement is known as the Gloria, and it has been the foundation for many popular Christmas carols, including the one that we just sang, the warbling Gloria in Excelsis Deo of Angels We Have Heard on High. Now, the author of this hymn, Charles Wesley, was John Wesley's younger brother, and you may know that together they founded the Methodist movement in the early 18th century. John was the organizer and the preacher. And while Charles did some preaching as well, his main contribution was in poetry and song. He expressed the depth of Christian faith and the Methodist tradition in poetry and in hymns. And in 1739, he published a collection called Hymns and Sacred Poems, which includes the song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. But that wasn't the original title of this particular hymn. In fact, in Charles Wesley's original hymn begins, "Hark, how all the welkin rings." What? Anybody know what a welkin is? I don't know. Well, it turns out welkin is an old English word that refers to the sky, the firmament, or the vaults of heaven that contain the stars and all the heavens. The welkin was like a set of crystal spheres that would ring. You know that hymn as well. The music of the spheres, which we also sing in This Is My Father's World. Well, the first line of this carol then went like this. Hark how all the welkin rings, glory to the King of Kings. And of course, Charles Wesley's message was that the whole cosmos was ringing with the news of the birth of the world's true and long-awaited king. And that's quite different than the version we sing now and that we'll sing at the conclusion of this homily. And it's actually the result of an unauthorized edit to Charles Wesley's original work by his friend George Whitefield. Whitefield changed the line to read as we sing it today, "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." Wesley was not amused. In fact, the change made Charles Wesley furious, not only because it was done without permission, but because it made the hymn a little less biblically powerful, if you will. Wesley noted that in verse 13, the angels don't sing, they say the message. And the glory given by the angels is to God in the highest heaven. Yes, the newborn King Jesus is God in the flesh, but Wesley wanted to express the message of the angels as a sign that the whole cosmos, both heaven and earth, gave glory to God at Jesus' birth, which is really the thrust of the biblical narrative, if you will. For Wesley, and indeed for the gospel writer Luke, the birth of Jesus is a sign of heaven and earth coming together, which brings peace and reconciliation between God and humanity. It's an announcement that the story of God's rescue plan for the world was becoming a reality. And Luke explains that when Jesus was born, Rome was in control and Caesar Augustus was the emperor. When a new emperor came to the throne, it was heralded by messengers around the Roman world as good news. But it was only good news for those in power. For Israel, the real good news would only come when God's true king, the Messiah, would come on the scene and pave the way for God to save them from these tyrants. And then an angel came and announced to another group of shepherds that this ancient plan had been fulfilled. He said, "I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. God's promised return was indeed happening, but in a way that no one expected. God was not returning as a conquering hero to destroy Israel's enemies. No, rather the sign given to these shepherds was that little baby born in a barn in a nowhere town called Bethlehem. And yet, this is why the whole welkin is ringing, a glimpse of heaven and earth coming together as God intended from the beginning. God was coming to dwell with his people, to redeem and to save him. The long-awaited Messiah, the true king, was the Lord himself, wrapped in swaddling clothes, yet fully human and fully divine. And so, as Charles Wesley put it, the whole welkin rings with this news, peace on earth and mercy mild, he writes, echoing the message of the angel host. God's rescue mission was becoming a reality in a manger in Bethlehem. Wesley's carol puts it nicely, God and sinners reconcile. Those lyrics echo the words of the Apostle Paul, who saw the arrival of Jesus, his birth, death, and resurrection, as the means by which God was reconciling the whole world to himself. not counting their trespasses against them, as Paul says. For Paul, the birth of Jesus heralded that peace promised to the shepherds and promised to the shepherd Abraham long before that. Because of Jesus, heaven and earth are at peace with one another. And that's news good enough to make the whole welkin ring. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. You see, here in Wesley's carol, based on the message of the angels, is the essence of the gospel message. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. In fact, my friends, that's the best news that we can share or sing on this Christmas Eve. Be reconciled to God. How's that happen? It happens through faith, trusting that through Jesus, God's rescue plan for the world includes sinners like us. Whatever old life we've struggled with, whatever sin hounds us, whatever peace of heart, mind, and body and soul eludes us, the good news is that the peace of Christ can overcome them. And so here is the takeaway, my friends. On this night, God has stepped towards us in Jesus. Will you step toward God? Will you be reconciled to God? The whole welkin is ringing with praise to God for what God has done by coming in person in Christ. Let's join the song. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand as you are able, and we'll sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.